Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here as we wrap up our program this Monday evening. We are talking with the head wrestling coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Heston Johnson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Quinn.
So as we take a look, since we've talked to your team, you've been able to get some dual action in despite some rocky weather throughout the month of December. You know, you guys pick up wins over PCM and Nevada right before the holiday break in dual action. You also have to have some duels to make up towards the end of the year, especially coming up on Tuesday with West Marshall and Greene County. But elsewhere, you know, you also had a duel with APGC, East Marshall, Meskwaki, and then you round out the pre-Christmas slate with a top 10 finish in a very tough Jim Kenyon Invitational field on the 20th, and you did have a meet champion in that in Caden Latch. And just overall, going into the holiday break and now coming out of the holiday break, just where do you feel this team was going into the holiday break, and how do you feel about it coming out of it?
Going into break, I felt really good about our team and our development. We have we're pretty heavy junior on our varsity squad right now. And they've done a heck of a job, and along with our sophomores, as far as development goes, they are reaping the benefits from wrestling varsity last year. That junior class being led by Caden Latch sets a standard for us, and he does a great job in leadership and effort, and yeah, I just can't say enough good things about him.
And as we look at some of the others that have stood out here in the early part of the season, somebody I thought put together a pretty good tournament, at that Jim Kenyon Invitational, Connor Bloom at 113. He's definitely made strides as a junior. And then Chance Georges and Roman Stotch are two guys at the heavier weights who I've really been impressed with from the start of the year. And when you look at those three in particular and some of the strides they have made, just what has stood out to you about the way they have handled themselves in improving day in, day out here from the start of the season?
Yeah, Connor Bloom is 10-6 right now and wrestling really well. He's been our varsity kid for a couple years, so he has experience on his side, and this is his best record heading into break and then coming out of break. And he just continues to get better the more he competes. And with Roman and Chance, those two guys, along with Colin Grundling, have been a lot of fun to watch in the wrestling room and the practice room, and then they have done a great job competing. Those guys love to compete, and it shows when they get out on the mat.
And as we take a look at this schedule coming out of the holiday break, you know, I brought up that duel, makeup duel you guys have with West Marshall and Greene County coming up on the 6th. That was a makeup of a duel supposed to happen back on December 11th. And then another duel coming up on Thursday with South Hamilton and Saydell before the Clear Lake Invitational on Saturday. You follow that up a pretty clear week next week before the ADM Invitational the following Saturday. So when you look at the schedule ahead for your club, you know, just looking at the competition you guys will be facing, what are some things that you and the staff are looking for in particular with this slate coming up and really getting after it here after the holiday break?
Yeah, with three competitions this week, we get right back into the swing of things, like you said, and we get Greene County and West Marshall, two tough schools, and then we head down to Saydell and have South Hamilton down there too before we head up to Clear Lake, and they added a couple teams to their tournament. They added Crestwood and Britt West Hancock. So, yeah, our kids had a great training session here over Christmas break. We didn't compete this weekend, so we were able to get another workout in, and our guys are excited to get on the mat. So, honestly, a lot of technical things we thought we worked on over break where we should see the improvements there going up and down the lineup. Like, our kids have done such a good job preparing for competition that when we compete, it's nice to see the development and the toughness and all those things that we look for as a staff. So, yeah, like over break, we really focused a lot of technique because we feel like we're in pretty darn good shape and have kids who are pretty tough. So hopefully the adjustments we made there, pay some dividends here moving forward.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week, beginning tomorrow night against Greene County and West Marshall.
Thanks, Clint. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, that was Heston Johnson, the head wrestling coach of the Rolling Story Northmen, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. That wraps up our program here on this Monday evening, as we have our Iowa State Coaches Show coming up at 6:30 here on 95.7 FM.